right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Saturday Morning Nightmares bonus series of Horror Movie Night. This week we are talking about episode 2 of season 1 of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Laughing in the Dark, the infamous episode starring Zeebo the Clown. I would argue that this is probably my favorite or second favorite episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? It's a fucking good episode, even for a kid's show.
Yeah, and it's so nice because we have done Goosebumps as well, and those are torture, and these are just like not quite as torturous.
This would be like a decent little like horror movie if you like extended it and did a little bit more, maybe threw a body count in there.
Yeah, because nothing bad happens in this. It's just
his
like,
food gets ruined by cigars, and that's about the extent of it.
This fucking sucks.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm going to be honest with you. I definitely skipped around a little bit.
Oh,
I Scott Rogered it.
I watched it straight through because... You know me. What's one thing that I love in horror movies?
Kids?
Nothing. No, I was going to say a good dark ride.
You do fucking love dark rides.
I love
man.
Dark ride and spook houses. And
we don't say that word anymore, Matt.
So it reminded me of In Wildwood. And I talked about this briefly when we were talking about the Spooky World commentary. So in Wildwood, there was this attraction. And Brian, I think, vaguely remembers it, but you were really young, called Dracula's Castle. And, like, there's websites dedicated to it because it was such a death trap.
Like, it was... Is this what that movie, that new Johnny Knoxville movie is going to be about?
No, that was Action Park. Which
I know.
Was also, but so this was, like, it was a haunted house on the boardwalk, but there was no one in charge of it but a bunch of teenagers.
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster.
So, like, it had two parts. There was a walkthrough part where you walked through this old castle and... Every room was a different murder sequence that you watched. Like you saw someone get decapitated.
So waxwork.
Yeah.
So fuck, I love that shit.
Yeah, so it was really Mario fucked knows. Up and disturbing. But then there was a boat ride, and you would go on the boat underneath the castle. And it was,
oh, this was a ride, not a walkthrough?
One was a walkthrough, one was a ride.
Okay.
You had both options. And on the ride portion, it was completely pitch black. And they just had kids in costumes hiding in like the corners of the castle, and they would come out and kick the boat, so the boat would start to like shake and shit. And it was like you're like, I'm gonna die. And it's gone because a bunch of teenagers were smoking broke in during the winter and were smoking cigarettes down there, and everything was so highly flammable.
Oh, they
that
fucking
the whole
burnt the place to death.
Like they were like 15-year-old kids, like, oh, don't get caught smoking.
Smoking cigarettes. Like, that's the most 80s thing. Like, oh, we're going to go get in trouble. We don't want to get in trouble smoking cigarettes.
Of course, the Jersey Ghouls know what we're talking about.
I feel like they lived the fucking. That movie Dark Ride that we discussed, was that 2 years ago?
Well, she said, so I'll read what the Jersey Eagles are saying. They said, Dracula's Castle, I love that ride so much. It was scary, like, for real. And they would just stand outside and fuck with absolutely everyone that walked by, children, old people, whoever. Like, they really did. Like, there was just people in costumes. But, like, my one coworker, Matt Gussler, who's actually designing our newest T-shirt, the I'm with the Band shirt, he was telling me that his favorite memory was that he's like, I'm standing there, and there's just a 16-year-old kid dressed like the Grim Reaper just standing at the front, just puffing a cigarette like, come on in. Like, no one gave a shit. It was just...
You remember that episode of Reno 911 where they where they have to get jobs at the beginning of, like, season 2 or whatever, and the one guy is, like, a carny. He's got, like... He's doing the carnival rides, drinking a beer, and somebody, like, yells at him, and he throws his beer can at them, like, half-full beer can. No, or kicks it. I don't know.
So
that's what everyone who works at the Jersey Boardwalk is exactly.
So,
what, you missed your calling, man.
So they start off the episode, you're seeing the people walk through the spook ride, and it's cool. I like it. I like that it's like...
Oh, I have a note from one of the lines.
Can we just call it a
haunted
house?
Sorry,
that's what they kept calling it in the episodes. That's what all my notes are.
It was a different
are.
Time, and it was Canadian. So so here's how the episode starts with a little bit of explanation. The park was called Playland, and it was the best. And then, but like, the early 90s clothing in these... shows or in all the Goosebumps and in all the Are You Afraid of the Darks are just very nostalgic because the boys that are in this episode are just They're wearing shirts that are two or three sizes too big.
The one kid looks like Seth Green and Ticks. Like, it's just like that.
That is
fiery...
an insult to Seth Green and Ticks, all right? Like, that shit.
He looks like the bully in A Christmas Story. Like, he should not be Scott
Farkas.
Yeah, he shouldn't be a main character. He's the ugliest child I've ever seen. Yeah,
it's also his really shitty fucking laughter.
Yeah. Because
he has the worst fake laugh. He's trying to, like, titter like he's nervous. Yeah, it's even worse than that. It's the worst part of this episode.
So the second worst part of this episode is when you find out that one of the girls is afraid of clowns.
Oh, we finally found something wrong with Miss Perfect. Yeah, it's episode two, you motherfuckers. Like,
well, I was going to say the line where the kid goes, oh, I heard of that. It's called bozophobia. Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
But
Brian is so upset that he came to Ohio and had to like stay awake instead of take a nap.
Yeah,
so
watch
he could spend 24 minutes watching this shit.
And a 20-minute episode that had five commercials.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had
no
commercials.
Wait, you had to watch commercials?
Yeah, on my mobile phone.
Lame.
I could have just given you my laptop, man.
Yeah.
After the first, this is a character flaw of Brian Kelly that I'm learning this over this weekend is that he's too nice because like he's getting fucked over by the airline. And he's like, okay. Yes. He's getting fucked over by the car people. He's like, okay. He's getting fucked over trying to get his luggage. He's like, I guess I'll wait an hour.
Well,
and
then
half.
He told us that he finally got tough with the one girl and she was crippled.
Tough with like, yeah.
He's like, listen, lady, I need my baggage now. And she's like, I'm so sorry.
I can't walk.
Yeah. It was like the worst feeling in the world.
I think that just reinforces you being a fucking wimp.
I think it's because I came this far in my life. So like most people learned like when they were like, I don't know, 16, they're like, oh, if you're a good person, it doesn't matter. You know, like you're not going to succeed in life. And I'm too far in that I keep like denying it to myself.
It's a
like,
Kelly curse.
Just let people walk all over you. It'll potentially pay off in the long run.
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't.
Like, it could be good. This one might break the streak.
Yeah.
So the story that they're telling is that Zeebo the clown stole a bunch of money from the circus and hid into the park, but he was smoking a cigar and burnt down the entire park ride. So they built it and added a Zeebo the Clown character to the ride.
So this is something I missed because I definitely wasn't paying 100% attention. And I can admit that for an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode. But was the implication that he died in the ride?
Yeah. In the ride.
Okay,
yeah.
I got that feeling, but I don't feel like it was like really...
There's one scene that I think is actually a pretty decent scare, specifically for a kid show, is when the bully is in the park ride and he's looking in the mirrors and then he like makes a comment where he's like, I ain't afraid of you, clown. And then he steps to the next mirror and it's just like this old fat clown smoking a stogie and he's like, yeah. I ain't afraid of you neither. It's so well placed.
This episode is so bloodless and unterrifying, but it's... There's a lot of...
I can categorically say, though, as a kid watching this episode, it scared the shit out of me in a way that most kids...
But nothing bad happens, so it's funny.
Yeah, but, like, I think it was just that it was such a... Are You Afraid of the Dark didn't normally have good, freaky stories. This one was, like, well... Like, it was
this isn't episode one with the taxi driver.
Yeah, like...
Really bothered me.
The chicken joke.
Well, yeah, when he calls him a chicken, and he's like, and his little sister's like, he's not a chicken. He's like, I don't know, something smells foul to me. I'm 28 years old, and I'm almost too young to get that joke. A 12-year-old does not know that a fowl is a bird.
Yeah, yeah, that's some, maybe the schools in Canada.
Yeah, there's a lot of rough things, because there's the one part where he's like, here comes Zeebo to tickle ya. And it's like, what are you three?
Yeah, like it's very uneven. So there's one thing I want to talk about where so I'm going to take the implication here that the ringmaster or whatever, the guy in the Sears.
That is
suit,
actually Zeebo.
That's Zeebo Ghost. No, Zeebo Ghost.
Okay, you're leaning towards Zeebo Ghost on that.
Yeah, like he's a ghost because he can manipulate the meatloaf or whatever.
That's
so he's
true.
Not alive. But he goes, I'm here. So they're like, he's like, are you too scared to come into the ride? And the kids are like, we're not scared. We're just not interested. And he's like, well, I'm always here. I'll be here. I'm always here. And and then he's
you
like,
you have the most fun in the park when you're laughing
in the dark. Man, that guy is really over. You know that guy got paid like $50 to play this episode, right?
And he played his fucking heart.
Yeah,
out.
He was like, "This is my big break."
Do you remember when you went to Mark and Laura's house though, and they built a full scale Zeebo that they had in like their back room for their Halloween party?
Yeah,
like they spent like a year constructing it because they have a
That's
clown
dedication.
Room.
Yeah, for such an obscure reference,
super obscure, and also a clown room.
For when they do their Halloween decorations, they have a specific room filled with like creepy clown shit that they bought. So they're like, ooh, and they built the door and everything. So you open the door and there was like a Zeebo the clown, like life-size thing that they built. Then they threw it out when they moved because they didn't feel like moving it. Which I'd love to be the trash guy.
What the fuck is wrong with these people? You know what I would have done to really fuck with him is like put a dildo on it. Like, one last thing.
So
some
like your
a dildo.
Sex
like,
toy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really into fucking clowns.
Yeah, I'm not going to see this garbage man ever again. I'm like really going to just give him a story for the ages.
So there's another line. So they basically. They're like, I bet that you can't go through the ride. I bet it's too scary. And he's like, not only am I going to go through the ride, I'm going to take the clown nose off of the clown. And when I do that, you have to wear it in school for a week.
And he's a real prick about
it.
He's a real, like,
I believe they said that he is such a snot about it. But yeah, he's an asshole. And I was thinking that too. I'm like, this is not a friendship.
Why? Yeah,
this is like, just the bully that you hang out with for some reason.
Brian, did you have a friend like this when you were growing up?
Yeah, this kid, Tim Tompkins.
Stop saying bullies!
I don't care. Tim Tompkins, you used to bully me. So I'm going to shame you on this thing. You never liked me. I was just a piece of shit you could toss around.
Is this the guy that was friends with you and then like decided to be friends with you?
I'm not going to say
just the first name.
Mike Adolph and Dan Easy.
God damn it. I'm throwing in a bunch of beeps in this episode. You
I like how we can say fuck, shit, piss, cunt, asshole, like everything. But then when we add like a childhood friend's last name, Matt's like, pump the brakes, guys.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's something.
Nothing is sacred on this podcast.
And we don't have, like, this isn't like a real following, like to the point where like, they're going to fill this kid's inbox. Like, hey, dickhead.
We found you on Facebook. You got doxxed
Look,
on
I'm
Horror
just
Movie
saying,
Night.
Like, there was that one kid that Eminem referred to in his first album. Like, 20 years later, he sued him for it.
Yeah,
like,
Eminem's big.
Is Eminem.
Yeah, like, nobody's going to come back and be like, you know, I really want to talk. I want to listen to people talk about Are You Afraid
of
the Dark Season
You know what
two?
This is, Dad, putting this in my head. He's like, you really shouldn't say these full names. It's really bad.
Yeah, shut up, Jim Kelly.
Oh, shit. Another person to fucking not dox.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe I wrote this note. I must have been more tired than possible, but I wrote, this episode is legendary children's television.
It's not. Hashtag Matt's wrong.
What I have? Oh, what's with all the forks? There's a scene where he's like
just
freaking
nervous.
He's like nervously stacking forks on the table. So he gets home after taking the nose, and all this creepy stuff's happening. And the creepy stuff is basically he smells cigar smoke a whole bunch.
And no, don't whitewash it. He smells cigar smoke, and then he starts getting prank calls, mm-hmm. and then he thinks it's his buddy because the kid is like, he calls and says, "Hey, can I just wear it for one day?" He's like, "No, you're gonna wear it all week, asshole."
He says, "Hey, man, I'm sorry, I freaked out a little bit about the nose thing," and he's like, "You know what? I'm only going to make you wear it one day. And he's like, "How about no?
Yeah. Yeah, how about not at all? Like, what are the repercussions of not wearing this stupid ass nose to school for a day?
What's his name, Waluigi or something?
Yeah,
I just watched it 10 minutes ago and I can't remember the
in
fucking
one ear
name.
And out the other.
Yeah,
but it's a weird. And also, he like he calls the main kid and says his full name.
Dude.
First of all, there's probably caller ID. And second of all. He knows your voice. You can be like, "Hey, it's so-and-so."
So to be fair, though, because like, you know that there's a lot of people who just call me Matt Kelly fully every time that they see me. Because some people just have that name.
I say first and last names.
Yeah, that's
obviously all
you do. It drives me nuts on this show.
It drives my friends nuts because they're like, "I'm not from where you're from. I don't know who these people are."
It also drives your friends nuts that you grew up with that aren't your friends anymore and you shame them on our podcast.
Yeah, well, fuck that.
But yeah, so there's the prank calls, and then he spills the sauce on the floor, and then he goes to get his food.
Stupid.
And there's,
oh, I'm so dumb.
There's cigars smashed all in his food.
It's supposed to be meatloaf, right? His mom made a meatloaf.
And then there's a giant clown footprint with a Z in it in the tomato sauce.
It's not a big clown print. It's like the size
like
of
an average
your
shoe.
Face.
Yeah.
Like it's not even an average shoe. That meatloaf, if you look at that crock pot or whatever. It's a regular size crock pot. So Zeebo should be made fun of because he has like men's size 5 shoes.
Yeah. And with in the clown Z. world, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's like having the smallest penis of every clown.
But then Zeebo sends the balloon through underneath.
Give it back.
And then, so the kid just gives the nose back.
And it's everything's fine.
And everything's cool. He presents some cigars.
Where does he get the cigars?
That's my nose. Yeah, exactly. Where did he get
How does a 12-year-old buy a box of cigars? They're like $100 for a cheap box. And we saw him jump out his window, so it's not like he stole his dad's. He went to the store. Oh, man.
Man, the logic in this is just fucking killing it for me.
But yeah, so and then
so
like,
nothing bad happens,
and then they end it, and they're like pretty spooky, right? And she's like, "Huh, not really."
Yeah, it's totally so anticlimactic.
And then the one kid's like, "Boo! I've got this clown mask that I just happened to have on me when the story started."
Yeah,
in case someone was afraid of clowns.
Now that we're this far, do you guys still stand by your initial statement?
More guys. No, that's one person out of three.
No, and Brian, you're looking at this from the standpoint that A. You only watch one episode of Goosebumps versus the two that we've watched so far, and this is your first of the Are You Afraid of the Darks compared to the first one. This is a major step up from all of the previous things that we've done for this.
Yeah, it's the least terrible Saturday morning.
Would you rather
nightmares.
Watch this again or Cuckoo Clock of Doom?
Oh, I would never watch Cuckoo Clock. That at least had like a pedophile and a dark side to it.
What? You got the time, kid? You got the time? Is the watch on your cock?
I forgot about the time guy. Hey, kid, got the time? I'm three.
Yeah. I have a cuckoo clock in my van.
All right. Well, that was Are You Afraid of the Dark? So I guess we'll wrap this up.
Episode 2, season 1.
Yes. The Tale of Laughing in the Dark. We'll be back with one of these in a couple months, I'm sure. But for the time.
Once we have our refractory period where we are like, okay, I guess I can handle another.
I know Brian wants us to talk about the next episode we're supposed to do is the Goosebumps episode, The Girl Who Cried Monster. And he called me one night at like 10. He's like, yo, I just watched this Goosebumps episode.
I like
and
how he
we
calls you and not texts
it.
You.
Yeah, oh, we talk on the phone for hours.
You guys are so weird.
So do you know how when you do something, like, and that's what I was telling him, like, if you're like a barista, you don't want to come home and fucking make coffee.
Right, yeah.
So I was watched like 3 episodes for a fucking podcast. And we go in bed, and I'm like, Jade, put on whatever you want. And she was like, ooh, Goosebumps.
The thing that sucks is that you watch that with your girlfriend. Yeah. And now you're going to, if you want to do that, you got to watch it again.
Yeah, that's why we're going to put it off a little bit.
Yeah.
But he called me. He's like, yo, he's like, we got to talk about this one, man. Yeah. He's like, this one is terrible.
Weird.
Let's not go chronologically, like episode by episode.
But it is the chronological next episode.
I'm saying that's fine, but let's not do that forever, okay? Like, I don't want to watch every Goosebumps, and I really don't want to watch every Are You Afraid of the Dark.
Oh, there's only 9 seasons.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not Matt Kelly, and I don't need to reread every single Goosebumps book so I can write about it on my blog.
Well, I already did that once. Now I'm just rereading them for funsies.
So this is actually random. 3 or 4 for you. God damn, Matt Kelly.
All right, that's it for this week's episode.
Thanks for struggling with us.
Jesus. All right. Well, at least the people on the stream are going to get to watch The Faculty now. And we're going to get to put some sausages in our mouth, which is kind of what
anything
we do anyway.
Anything dick-shaped is going to happen.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.